She tried to sneak up on me, I saw her.
Okay, the first one is the Prevent Child Abuse Delaware for Stewards of Children Initiative expenses. This is a result of Ms. Kelly Turner speaking to you last week.
This was last week she came here, right?
That was last week.
I heard her presentation, okay.
$2,500.
Okay. President, would anyone from council make a motion for anything? Okay. We'll scratch that off.
What's that? That was the lady from last week?
That was the lady from last week.
And she wanted how much?
$2,500.
I make a motion, we give $200 each to this effort.
$200 each what?
$200 each from her discretionary fund for this effort.
To the Prevent Child Abuse Delaware for Stewards of Children Initiative expenses.
Lady who was here.
Out of your district, out of your grant fund, you know.
$200 each.
$200 per person.
I'm not in favor of that.
No?
We have a motion, we have a second?
Yes, I'll second.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Could I amend that motion to exclude Mr. Wilson from contributing?
Certainly. Or you want to just make your motion to just include the four people, not Mr. Wilson?
I'll make a motion, we give $200 from every councilmatic district except for Mr. Wilson.
Okay. And you have a second, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Okay. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay. The next one is the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association for a golf tournament fundraiser benefiting Alzheimer's research. And in the past, it was $100 from Ms. Deaver and $100 from Mr. Cole.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second to grant $200, $100 from Mr. Cole and $100 from Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay. Next one is Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater for camp expenses. And in the past, it was $500 from Mr. Cole.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, grant $500 from Mr. Cole. Okay, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
Next one is a new grant. It's Clothing Our Kids for operating expenses, and I believe Ms. Rio is here to say a couple words about her program.
That'd be fine.
Okay, basically, did everybody see the letter I sent in?
Your name?
My name is Mary Rio. I'm the founder of Clothing Our Kids.
Yeah, I've got it here on my computer. I think everyone does.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I started this in January of 2012, so it's a very new organization. Well, it's owned by me, run by me. I have 30 volunteers. And it started because my husband is an assistant principal of an elementary school, and he sees firsthand when the children come in and they do not have the clothing for schools. They have sneakers that are duct taped together. One child has one outfit to wear to school all week long, whether he gets throw up on it or whatever, he has to wear that outfit. And so I asked him, is this a common thing? And it is. I went around to all of the Sussex County elementary schools in the area, every one of them. I sent out emails, and it is a common occurrence. So in the past year, from starting with absolutely no funding money, I had three schools that I started out with in January of 2012. It has built to 14 elementary schools that I personally support. The counselors, the nurses, and the therapists in the schools are the ones that contact me via email or phone calls. Tell me when a child is in need of any clothing. Sometimes these come about from parents that have separated and they have to find a new home for the child. They go into the district with absolutely nothing. And so I supply everything from underwear, socks, shoes, all the way up. It also includes just the everyday person that comes in and with the economic situation, cannot afford a lot of clothes. I do have some stocks of jeans and shirts and whatever they need. I will do that. I mean, whatever I can give them, I give them. I bring the donations in from the public of the lightly worn clothing, but I found that in the past year. I do need grant money now to support this, only because there's a lot of emergencies, especially in the Georgetown area and the Seaford area, where there's family houses that burn down, and I have to start from scratch and build up for 3 or 4 or 5 children in that home that need clothing immediately. This is my emergency clothing. I can't just go and grab it off of my shelves that I have. I need some kind of money to go out there and buy it. And that's basically where we are right now.
The Red Cross not helping with that at all?
When
the houses burn down?
They will probably come in and they'll supply furnitures to the housings and whatever, you know, and that stuff.
But not close.
But when a child's home burns down the night before, the nurse or someone from the school tells me about it. We get these clothing to the children as soon as possible so they could get back into the schools. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, I don't do anything other than children's clothing. Mm-hmm.
So with it, since 2012, you've gone from 3 schools to 14?
I went to 14, and okay. This year I got my 501c in February. And so if I start to get grant money in and any support that I can get in, I'm going to go in the following school year, the 2013 and 2014, I'm going to physically go around to every elementary school in the Sussex County and talk with the nurses and tell them I am available. I mean, a lot of them got the email, but not all of them are using me at the present time. It's just basically going around word of mouth. So I do have 14 active schools.
Okay. Phillips?
It says you clothed 48 children your first year.
Yes.
I guess that would have been 2011,
that's from 2000. January to June of the 2012, yes.
Okay. And then 78 children this past year?
Yes.
Do you have an estimate of how many children you will clothe in this next coming year?
I don't know, because I'm probably going to be getting more elementary schools coming in. And I found also that the Millsboro Boys and Girls Club have asked me for, like, not really the clothing that's appropriate for school, but they want the clothing that the kids can come after school and they need the shorts and the t-shirts and things like that. So I do give them the ones that people donate to me. And
I guess the appropriate question is, what are you using the money for?
I'm using the money to go out and buy the underwear, the new underwear, the new socks, the new shoes, and any other sizes that I don't have on my racks. Okay. That's all I'm using the money for. It goes directly to the children.
How about administrative costs?
There is none. It's just me.
How about fuel for your automobile?
I'm not taking any at the present time. I'm doing this all voluntary. The only thing I have was my $400 I had to put out for my 501c. That was my fee. And I have to print up business cards, you know, every once in a while. Other than that, I don't have any administrative fees.
So will the $400, is it marked as a loan to this entity and you'll pay yourself back from these funds?
No. No.
Okay.
No. They will go directly to the school children, all of the money.
Where do you live? Where do you stay?
I live in Millsboro, in Long Neck area.
Okay. Any more questions from council?
Well, I'm good for $1,000. This is an incredible.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Oh, you don't know how this is going to help many, many children.
Okay, we have to make a motion for anybody?
I'll second it.
Well, like I said, I've got $1,000. Long Neck's not even my district. I believe it's Mr. Cole's. Is anybody else interested in helping?
Sure, I'll give $500 of my taxpayer dollars.
Taxpayer dollars, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Mr. Cole, it's your district.
I don't know who does Seaford, but
I do.
Seaford is a very, I mean, I spend a lot of money on Seaford.
I used to live in Seaford. I have to give $500.
You know what I mean? It's really a low area that does need the help.
All right, I'll make the motion that we have $2,000.
Motion to grant $2,000, $1,000, Mr. Phillips, $500 for mine, and $500, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Yes, very much so. Thank you. Thank you.
The last one's the Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival for event expenses. And in the past, it's been $700, $500, Mr. Vincent, $100, Ms. Deaver, and $100, Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
A motion is second. Grant $700, $500 from my money, $100, Mrs. Deaver, $100, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would guess motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, any proposed zoning ordinances?
There are none, Mr. President.
Wow. Mr. Guy, additional business brought before council?
Don't believe so.
Okay. Dennis Santangini?
I think that was one of the gentlemen from the...
Okay. And the other two were the... Okay, okay. In that case, we have no additional business. We entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would yes, motion carried. We're now going to executive session.